Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Monday, February 10th. Rain that moved into the upstate around midday today is expected to increase in coverage and intensity tonight and Tuesday. Meteorologist Ray Hawthorne with the South Carolina Emergency Information Network says 2 to 4 inches of rain is on the way over parts of the upstate, and that amount of rain is likely to trigger another round of flooding.
A long stream of moisture originating over the tropical Pacific is streaming across Mexico and into the southern tier of the country. I'm concerned about repeated episodes of rain over the same areas that experienced flooding last week. Some roads, rivers, and streams are likely to flood again tonight into Tuesday over the upstate.
Ray says parts of Oconee, Pickens, and Spartanburg counties have received more than 3 times their average rainfall over the past 30 days based on radar and rain gauge data. Speaking of flooding, several rivers across the Palmetto State are overtopping their banks. The National Weather Service has issued flood warnings for the following: the Watery River near Camden and at Lake Watery, affecting Fairfield, Kershaw, and Lancaster counties; the Congaree River at Columbia, Carolina, Eastman, and Congaree National Park, Gadsden, affecting Calhoun, Lexington, and Richland counties; the Black Creek at Quinby, affecting Darlington and Florence counties; the Saluda River at Chapels, affecting Greenwood, Newberry, and Saluda counties; the Little PD at Gallivan's Ferry, affecting Dillon, Oree, and Marion counties; the Great PD at PD, affecting Marion and Florence counties; the PD at Shaw, affecting Chesterfield and Marlborough counties; the Lynch's River at Effingham, affecting Florence County; the Black River at King Street, affecting Williamsburg County; and the Savannah River at Burton's Ferry in near Clio, Georgia. Moving on, a cluster of great white sharks off the coast of the Carolinas keeps growing, and scientists aren't sure what to make of it. The Charlotte Observer reports nonprofit research group OSearch began noticing a convergence of great whites off the Carolinas in late January. The group says the sharks appear to be gathering around Southport near Wilmington. Researchers say that part of the coast is known as a foraging area, but it doesn't explain why the sharks are hanging around. And authorities are searching for a driver who crashed their car into a home and killed one person. State Highway Patrol Corporal Sonny Collins told news outlets that a 2005 Buick LaCrosse ran off the left side of the road and smashed into a North Charleston home late Saturday night. The trooper said the driver fled the scene and their identity remains unknown. The agency is investigating and asked anyone with information to come forward. The Berkeley County Coroner's Office said it will identify the victim once family members are notified. That wraps up today's headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.